I walk quite a few miles with you now, and you've never walked away. Been through a few trials and somehow I bent but did not break you. Count it all joy.
Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim. Check him out at starsgodim.com. Chris, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Yeah, was it? Gosh, I feel like there were a few. I remember the first album I wore out was the Michael W. Smith "Go West, Young Man"
Oh, yeah. So
record.
good. Yeah.
I wore that thing out. I would
Yeah.
like listen to "Do You Dream of Me" like every night through the
Oh,
whole
yeah.
summer. So good. I got like the a Petra Midnight Oil record when I
Yeah.
was like I was full Christian kid by like
Yeah. Me
put me
too.
up in the Hall of Fame of
Yeah.
Christian 90s kids because I was there. I didn't have n No Fear shirts in O. I had the KNO Fear shirts, you know what I mean? Like
I know well. I know
so
well.
fun.
I know more well than I want to admit.
Yeah, exactly. And then at some point I decided I needed to like know a few bands, and so I feel like I bought like a Ray Charles Greatest Hits, and I bought like a Boston Greatest Hits, and I thought I was gonna like AC/DC, and then I turned it on, I was like, what is happening, you know? And it's like so some of those were the early records, but I'm still not a great connoisseur of music. I don't know bands. My wife is the one who shows me new music at this point in my life. And my brother was probably that person, you know, when I was younger. I
Yeah.
just listened to whatever they were listening to.
I'm the same way, man. Isn't that funny? Music's my background too. And I'm just like, I don't know. I listen to podcasts these days more than I listen to anything.
If
I'm
I'm in the
okay.
car, I'm podcast, yeah, or
Yeah. What
silence.
what's your favorite podcast? Silence too, yeah. Silence too. What's your favorite podcast
It
right now?
depends. There's a I've gone through a bunch of them.
Yeah, give me a couple of them you're like, man, I love
Okay,
these.
I like there's a Bible podcast I really like called The Bible for Normal People, but it's good for like one or two, and then you start it's like real heady.
Yeah.
And then I really love like the Armchair Expert stuff, Dax Shepard,
Yeah.
because and he's got a
Yeah.
whole bunch of stuff
Yeah.
that'll just keep you going. when my wife and I drive, what is that one? Oh dang, what's it called? It's like the three actors that have they bring on a guest that the other actors don't know who it is.
Oh.
And I cannot remember.
It'll
It's
come.
just funny, you know, it's
Yeah, I love it.
stuff to keep your brain moving. But I can drive forever if I've got a podcast going.
Man,
But
that do
music, I'll fall
anyway.
asleep. Like I get
Yeah.
tired, man. I can't listen to music.
That Do You Dream of Me you mentioned, that is taking me to a mo there was a band called Across the Sky that redid that song a long time ago.
Did
Did you
they
know
really?
that? Across
No, I
the
need to
Sky.
look it up.
Yeah, those guys never really took off, but I'm putting all this together right now. And so, all right, there you go. That's fun.
I'm gonna
Hey,
look it up
everybody,
after
that part is free to everybody. That part's free.
this.
And so influence Michael W. Smith and Petra and different people. If you could open up and just think more of the experience of it for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Okay, if I could open for anybody dead or alive, probably with the new record. Oh man. Maybe like peak Led Zeppelin or something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody I might be more interested in, but probably somebody like that.
That's cool.
I think that would be fun.
Would be
I
fun.
like I've opened up for about everybody else that's alive, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We did like when Stars was at its height, like if they were cool from 2007 to 10, we probably played with them. I
Who's
mean, the
somebody?
list is like crazy.
Who's somebody you opened up for that for you that day was like, man, this is a cool day?
So many. There were so
Yeah.
many times we were like, how the heck do we get
Yeah.
here? The Goo Goo Dolls
Yeah.
was pretty wild. John Mayer, pretty wild. We did like a cruise with him.
Oh,
Had a bunch of
wow.
people on that. People like The Roots,
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield. I'm trying to think of people I really loved, who were just crazy.
That's
Very
wild.
young Justin Bieber back then.
Oh, wow.
from funny ones like Uncle Cracker and
Yeah.
like, you know. But like Billy Joel, Elton John, people like that. The list is like it's
That's
pretty crazy.
wild. Listen, there's a cup of coffee in our future in Franklin where I want to hear some of these more in-depth stories
Yeah,
again.
I mean, a lot of it is we played, maybe saw them in a hallway,
Yeah, right.
said hi, and it
Move
was kind
on.
of fun.
Yeah.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Will let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed. Tongue confess, so let it start right now. tell the whole world about you. I'm unashamed.
Can we hear the Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music God Studios? Learn all about him at starsgodim.com. Well, Chris, you've been playing music for a minute now. There's a few things like live music, but there's goofy stuff that happens too. Do you have an on-stage embarrassing moment that sticks out to you?
Oh, gosh. One that sticks out, I told the story to somebody else. That's why it's on my head. And my friends were just on this tour. Like 10 years ago, we're on this tour called Winter Jams, big Christian tour. Yeah. And we were opening up, and there's one of the guys in New Song. His name's Russ Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of the band that puts it on. And he can sing his tail off. He's a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
And singing's about the only thing at this point in life that I claim. I'm like, I think I'm pretty good at it. And so in our set, there's just this monster note, you know, that I go up and hit and stay on for a minute. And I'm just killing it, you know, every night. And I can't remember where we were, but it was somewhere where my whole family was at the show, you know. And I go up and try and hit that note and just croak. I mean, it doesn't come out at all. Just nothing. I walk off stage, and if you know Russ, he's just funny, you know.
Yeah.
And he just looks at me, and a little ruthless. He's like, bad night to hit that note, you know, as I walk off. I was like, dang. And it's in front of like 12,000 people, you know. And I was like, crap, you know. So that's a pretty good one.
But that is a good one.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's part of it, isn't it? That's part of it. Again, wrapping up here with Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at starsgodim.com. I'd like to end with a little rapid fire, Chris. You got your game face on?
Let's go.
What's your favorite junk food?
Fruit snacks. The Welch's fruit snacks, specifically. I will eat pounds of those things.
I was going to say, those are the things. When you open up one, you're going to eat like 3 or 4 bags at once.
Oh, I'm like 9, 10 bags easy. I'm grabbing handfuls, man.
That's right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry, vanilla, and then cookies and cream.
Mm.
I'm all this fancy ice cream.
Yeah.
Just give me the basics.
Just give the basics. I'm with you on that.
I don't want chocolate, though. I'm out on chocolate.
Kind of the same way. The three you mentioned are kind of my, those are my three go-tos.
You want another Tulsa thing?
Brahms? Yeah.
Brahms ice cream?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Listen, next time you're coming through Memphis, let me know. There's a place, the best ice cream I've ever had in my life is down here.
Okay.
It's called Area 51.
Area 51.
It's across the line of Mississippi, Hernando, Mississippi. Area 51. It's incredible.
Okay.
Incredible. If you had, hit me up. What color is your toothbrush?
What color is my tooth? Gray and white. It's like a weird, I don't know. My wife got it for me.
In the movie about your life, the Chris Cleveland story, what actor would play you?
Oh, gosh. Can it be anyone at any age? Or
yes.
Does it have to be a current actor now?
No, anything you want. It's your world.
It's probably a mix between Matthew McConaughey and Owen Wilson.
Man, I love Owen Wilson, man. And Matthew McConaughey is the runaway winner for guys on this show.
Yeah, I mean, who our age doesn't want Matthew McConaughey to portray that? Okay, here's a funny thing. One of my friends is actually having a movie made about his life.
Okay.
His name's Tim Timmons. He's
an
artist.
Yeah.
And if you know Tim, he's a bald man with a goatee, like a beard.
Yeah.
One of the greatest humans on the planet. Like, amazing. They just cast this movie for him, and they cast the guy from Gilmore Girls and This Is Us, the dad, Milo or Milo or whatever. Like, the best looking man in America is playing Tim Timmons. And I was like, bro, what is happening? Like, I really hope he can capture your raw magnetism and sex appeal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's going to be able to do it, but we'll see.
Dude, they're going to do, like, the when it comes out, you know, and it's like, here's the actor and here's the guy. But
it's like, it's like, what? So I don't feel bad about claiming Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, see? There you go. That's too good. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, God. I hate board games. We do. We
That
play
could
a
be
lot of
one.
them now at the house. What is that one? Clue?
Yeah, it's a classic.
I like Clue.
Clue was fun. Growing up, we had Clue, but like pieces were missing. And you want to talk about frustrating? Like you solve the murder, it's like, nope, that's not
There's
it.
no
It's like,
hammer.
okay, yeah, it's
What's
like,
happening?
whatever, man. You guys are
Yeah,
awful.
we've got like four versions of Clue.
Oh,
So,
okay.
we've got the normal one. We've got like a Bob's Burgers version. We've got, I don't know. We got a
Okay.
bunch of them.
Dude, that's how they do it now. What's your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh man, every day before school, I'd get up early and I would watch. I feel like it was like Rugrats, Doug, and Recess. You know?
Recess.
Yeah, it was some, I don't even know what
I'll
channel it was
Google
on,
that
but I'd
one.
get up at like 6 o'clock so I
Yeah,
could watch those
watch them.
before I went to school.
The other two are classics to me.
So probably those.
Would 12-year-old you think you're cool today?
Probably. I don't know why. My 12-year-old doesn't, I'll tell you that much.
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh my gosh. There's so many things
So
I
many.
probably. Well, I'm trying to think of a real good one
Yeah.
because there's probably too many of them.
Yeah.
The ice cream thing is on my brain now because
Yeah.
I just want, like, we've got this great ice cream place. It's called Jenny's here, and
Yeah.
like $15 ice cream. And my kids want to go there all the time. But I don't want Brambleberry. I don't want lactose free,
Yeah.
like milk chocolate.
Yeah.
I want vanilla. You know what I
Yeah.
want strawberry.
Yeah.
They do not offer these flavors.
None of
And so
them.
I don't know who you people are out there who are inciting this thought that we need to church up ice cream. But I think it's
Church.
like white people dancing. You know what I mean? Just keep it like, just do the basics. You know what I mean? No need to get fancy.
Ice cream wasn't broken.
It
It
wasn't
wasn't
broken.
broken. Why are we trying to fix it?
It wasn't broken. One of my favorite little pages on Instagram is this guy, and he's in New York, and he takes the subway, and he just asks people their takes, and people do this, and like almost every one of them, I'm like, yeah, exactly.
It's
Like I feel like my personality is a good mix of like Larry David. Everything he says, I kind of agree with, and I'm like, man. I'm a little grumpy.
I'm with you more than you know on this. So we're running some good parallels. He's Chris Cleveland, the Stars Go Dim. StarsGoDim.com. Chris, thanks so much today, man. You've been a ton of fun.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive, and you realize he's working on me. Say that I'm a sinner saved by grace, 'cause I need more effort.
I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, He's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Still making me better, gonna do His thing. Don't care how long it takes. Still, all I know is, I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved by grace, 'cause I need more every day. That's why working on me still. He's working on me still.
You know I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I said it. No, I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one.
For your miracles, for your blessings.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.